Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Mishnah LeMelech, who has the kasha Das HaTosfos, who hold that all Nizakim are Pater VeHekdesh. So why then are Kohen or Mefagel the Mikdash? Why are they Chayiv? You're Pater if you're Mazik Hekdesh. So why are the Kohanim Chayiv? And he answered that we're talking about Kalshu Shechayiv Achriusin, according to Rav Shimon, that Dabar Goran Lama Kamamandami, Vachayiv Akoyim Lashan Lebailim, Velola Hekdesh. So, we asked two kashas. One kasha is from Rashi and Gittin and Gimel Amid Aleph, where Rashi says it even applies to Nedava, which isn't where he's not Chayiv Bachri Yusoy. So that falls for that reason, the Teretz. And we also saw Rashi and Me'ila, who says that if someone buys Chatas and Ashim with Mos Hekdesh, she does Me'ila when he brings the carbon to the Azorah, according to Rashi. Because he holds that he's Chayiv Achrayus until he brings it to the Azorah. So if the Achrayus is until he brings it to the Azorah, then when the coin's Mefagel, no harm done, because he's no longer Chayiv Achrayus. So that was basically how we ended off the previous Shi'ul. And now we will continue with Ikar Divrei Rashi ben Me'ila, Hikshe B'Sefer Taras HaKodesh. Bizvochim dav beiz omer aleph. Sharei anachnu poskim b'tchila zvochim beiz omer aleph. Shekol ha-zvochim shenizbuchu shalei l'shmon ksherim. Elo shlo olu lebailin l'shem choyva. That all zvochim that are reshechted shalei l'shmon are kosher. They're just not olu lebailin l'shem choyva. Harei shafilu achar hava'ato va'azara Chayav ba'achrayut ha-korban ad she'izrok dama l'shma. Even after he brings it to the Azari, still chayav ba'achrayus, until he throws the blood l'shma. Because it says, kol ha'zvachim she'nizbuchu shal shma k'sher. Just lo'ol lo'baylo m'shem chayva. So, when is it oil l'shem chayva? When it's nizbach l'shma. So it's not enough to bring it to the Azara. He's chayv b'achrayis ha-karban until the zrikas hadam l'shma. L'shma. That's the kasha of the Taras HaKodesh, the Dvar Avraham is mitaretz. That's pashut, even according to Rashi, if he brings the korban to the Azara and then takes it out, he's not pater from achrayis. Because he's oiker, his ma'isa b'yadayim. It's as if he didn't bring it to the Azar at all. So according to this, he was Metaretz. And we see at the beginning of Zvachim that the Neder that was Nikrav Shaloi Lishma becomes a carbon Nedava. And it's like the Bailim where Makrivit is in Nedava. And it emerges that it's as if the Bailim took the Neder out of the Azar and brought it back in as a nedava. So they didn't bring the neder at all. So since we see that if the bailin take it out of the azara, even the divrei Rashi, lo yotze yidei nidroi, even Rashi would agree, the Rashi we saw in Me'ila, it says you're pater b'achrayus when you bring it to the Azara. But that's only if you didn't take it out of the Azara. But Rashi agrees if you take it out of the Azara, then it's no good. So therefore, it's not shver according to Rashi. How can Rashi say that you're part of Achrayis when you bring it to the Azara? May not put the Patel for Achrayis until you're Makrifit L'Shma. The answer is Rashi agrees that if you take it out of the Azara, it doesn't count. So bringing it Shelo Lishma is like taking it out of the Azara. So Mela Rashi agrees that you have to bring it Lishma, because if you don't bring it Lishma, it's like taking it out of the Azara. Take it out of the Azara, you're not put it from Achrayus, so it's like you didn't bring it in the first place. Dvar Avraham brings a teretz from the Sefer Rosh Mizbech, Zvachim Daf Beis Amud Aleph, who explains, based on the Ketzos in Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Dalet, who writes that a Kohen whose Oyved Avoida is considered Kepoyel B'Schal. A Kohen whose Oyved Avoida is considered like a Poel B'Schal. Since he's taking matnas kahuna from the carbon, so Meli is considered like a poel b'schar. And if so, he writes that we say yad poel ki yad balabayis. And when the coin is mechashev, mechshev shalei lishma, and the carbon is passel, it's like the bialim themselves passel the carbon. So you don't have to say it's like he took it out of the, took the nether out of the azara. You could just say pashit that when he doesn't bring the carbon lishma, so it's like the bialim passel the carbon, because yad poel ki yad balabayis. And may it's pashit that the bialim aren't put from the chi of achrayis. Just like if they take it out of the azara, they're not yotzei their achrayis. They're also not yotzei their achrayis if they were poisel the carbon, actively passel the carbon. And if the poil passes the carbon, so yad poel ki yad balabayis, it's like the balabayis, like the bialim passes the carbon. So it's pashit shalei yotzei yidei chavosim. So, we can say Pshat and Rashi. Another Pshat and Rashi, who again says that when he brings it to the, just bringing it to the Azara is enough to pater from Achrayis. So, the Hekdein Biel Shitas HaRambam. First, explain the Rambam, and then get back to Rashi. Because Rashi is referring to Bryson Me'ila, somebody who was kind of carbon b'mois hekdesh. So Machloik is Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, when he does the Me'ila, that's Reb Shimon, that he's Moil k'shehichnis ha'kolban la'zor. That's Reb Yehuda, d'loy mol ad sheyishchitenu v'yizrok es hadam. Shimon holds, he does Me'ila when he brings the carbon to the Azara. That when he buys, again, he buys a carbon with Mois Hekdesh. So when does he mow? When he brings it to the Azara. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, he only does Me'ila when he shechts it and he zarek the dam. Chambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Hamoitzi, this is Me'ila 6:11. Hamoitzi Mos. Hekdesh b'tzrachav al da'ashim chulin, half al pish lo hotzien b'divrei chol mo'av. If somebody spends money of hekdesh for chulin, for his needs, as if they're chulin, even though he didn't spend the money on mundane items, he still does me'ila. How does this work? Someone brings his chatas and asham in Pesach from hekdesh money or mechusar kapara. Who brings his kapara, he's lacking kapara, he needs to bring a carbon for his kapara. He's lacking it until he brings his carbon, and he brings it from Hekdesh, he does Me'ila. Kulamein Moilim, until when? Like Rabbi Yehuda, then she is Zalek Adam. Until Zalek Asadam, and therefore if someone brings Menachas, Venesachim, Balechim, Taida, Menah Hekdesh, even though he was Irvin Aveira, he doesn't do Me'ila, Because if somebody brings menachos and nisachim and lechem toidim in a hekdesh, so yeah, he's over an avera, but there's no me'ilah because there's no zrikas hadam. So you see the Rambam, Zeir and Tirsant. The Rambam is mechalek between tzvachim, where the Bailam have kapara b'dam, and then the Bailam are moil, if they were makriv this korban with the kaparas hadam. Mashekin b'korban mincha, that they don't have kapara b'dam. Most menachos don't have dam, obviously. I'm saying that they're tongue in cheek, of course they don't. There is no meal at all, even though he was makriv. Mimois hekdesh. Frek the achroinim. The Keren Euro in Mi'ila, page 19a. They don't understand this chiluk. Maishna chatas va'asha mi mincha. By mincha, there's kapara al deak tolas ha'koimetz. So what's going on over here? That we say no, there's only me'ila by dam, because it's kapar with dam. There's also kapar with kaktaras hektaras. When you're makdir the koimetz, Akhtaris HaKoimetz, when you're makdir the koimetz, when he takes the handful, and he's makdir that, so that's going to bring him kapara. So Maishna korban, that we say that there's Rikas Hadam, and because there's Rikas Hadam, he gets kapara, and therefore he's moil. So when it comes to menachos, he's also going to be mila. He's also getting kapara there with the kaimitz. As Nechal Vaer, Shedam HaChatat, Chaluk B'Yisodo, Mikometz HaMincha. Sherei Ketuv B'Kritut, וזיין עמוד א', שאומר לא יתכפר לי חטאתי, אפילו אמר תיקרא ולא תכפר, אביי אמר אינה מכפרת. There's a fundamental difference between the דם חטאס and the קיימת המנחה. Because it says in Krisis דף זיין, that if somebody says לא יסכפר לי חטאסי, he says that that he should have that the chatas shouldn't be mechaper. In other words, that even if he says to bring the chatas, but it shouldn't be mechaper. So what's the din? The din is that it's not mechaper. You can bring a chatas and not have it be mechaper, have it not be mechaper. And Rav also changed his mind to say like Abaye. So he sees a chiluk between the din of akrova sachatas and akrova and kapora sachatas. We makri vachatas ksheira, we're not being miskapir. But as far as the korban mincha goes, we don't find this. It would appear that the kapora that comes by the akrova sachoimetz is part and parcel of the ikar akrova sachorban. And you can't distinguish, you can't be, you can't be mafrid, you can't distinguish, separate between the kapara and the akrova. If you bring in the koimetz, and you're getting kapara. So, but not by, it's not like that by a chatas, you can bring the chatas and not get a kapara. So according to this, it would come out that when a person's miskapra de mincha, that was acquired with Mois Hekdesh, he's nana meikar korban. So since mitzvah slap mehan is nitno, he's not considered chenene, kadesh leschayv b'korban meila. Right, he's nana. How's he nana? He's nana because he's getting kapara. But we know that mitzvah slav lehanas nitna. So this mitzvah is not given for hana. The mitzvah is part and parcel of the kapara and the mitzvah are one. So when he's miskapa al yidei mincha, and he's getting this hana from the mitzvah, mitzvah lav lehanas nitna. So memela, he's not considered that he has to bring a carbon meila. Meshenkein linyan kaporas achatos. Since the kapora is not part of the ikra hakovas hakorban, it emerges that when he's miskaper, he's not viewed as being nana min hamitzvah, because these are two separate things. So we can say mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu by mincha, by the koimitz of the mincha. Because there the hakrava, there we can't say mitzvah, there we can say mitzvah lehanas nitnu, because there the hakrava and the kapora are one and the same. Mashenkin, when it comes to a karban, so there the kapora and the hakrava are not one and the same. There's a mitzvah of hakrava, and then there's the kapora. But they're two separate things, because you can have hakrava without kapora. So therefore, when he's being nene, you can't say mitzvah slav lehanas nitna, because the kapora is not part of the mitzvah. It's two separate things. There's the mitzvah of hakrava, and there's the kapora. So you can't say mitzvah slav lehanas nitna on the kapora, because it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the hakrava. And we see a separation between the hakrav and the kapara. Hashem came when it comes to a mincha, and there the hakrav and the kapara are one and the same. It's a meila if he's getting hana from the kapara, mitzvah lehanas nitnu, and there's no meila. But by a karban, mitzvah lehanas nitnu doesn't count, doesn't apply, because he's not getting hana from the mitzvah, he's getting hana from the kapara. So now that we come to this stage, we can be miyashiv divrei Rashi b'meila that we mentioned earlier. Since we explained that there's two dinim hakrava chatas, there's a din hakrava and a din kapora, so we can say that Rashi says, "Das Reb Shimon sheniftar man achrayis hakarban," immediately when he brings it to the azara, that's only a mitzvah hakrava, but there's also a mitzvah l'skabribo, and he's not potter from this mitzvah until there's rikas hadam. Nevertheless, Rashi is correct when he says that you're moil when you brought it to the azara, because you're yotze yidei hakravasa. So that's already considered that he's Yotzei de Akravasa when he brings it to the Azara. He's Nana Miyad. And he's Mal B'moiz Hekdesh Sheho Etzion Lurshis Acheres. So there are two aspects to the Karban Chatas. There's the Hakrav and there's the Kapora. That the Rashi says, B'das Reb Shimon, that he's Patim and Achrayus, when he brings the Azara, that's Lenya Mitzvah Hakrava. There's also a Mitzvah L'Skaper, and he's only Patim from this Mitzvah when he's Zarek B'dam. And the Rashi is correct in saying, B'das Reb Shimon, he's Mo when he brings the Azara, because he's Yotze Yedei Hakravosa. He's Nana immediately, and he's Mo B'Hekdesh. Because he took them to the Rishus Acheres. Before we said that the Das HaRambam, that the Me'ila is with the Kapara, not with the Hakrova. And therefore, when you talk about a Chatos, the Kapara is not part of the Hakrova. So when he's miskaper, that's not nana min hamitzvah. When he's makriv, it's nana min hamitzvah. When he's miskaper, it's not nana min hamitzvah, and that's a separate thing. In memela, we can't say mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, and it's considered me'ila. So that's the Rambam's pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rashi is b'das Reb Shimon. So Shimon's holding that there is me'ila with the hakrava. And it's already considered hakrava by bringing it into the Azara. And it's a hard thing to say, because hakrava is hakrava. But how Rashi says, when he brings it into the Azara, he's already Yotze. So maybe it's because Rashi holds. That's it. You bring it into the Azara, you did your hakrava. And yeah, there's another stage. There's the Zrikas Hadam. There's Kapala. But that doesn't stare us, because he already did Me'ila when he brought it into the Azara. He's already Nen, because that's already considered Kapara, just bring it into the Azara. That's what Rashi's talking about. Right, that Kapara is Rikas Hadam. We had asked on Rashi, what about you need a Kapara, you have to bring it Lashma. In Achinami, that's for the Kapara. But for the Etzem HaKrav, it's already considered HaKrav, we bring it into the Azara. So Rashi says bringing the Azara is enough. Maybe Yishladim. Now the Das Reb Shimon Shadavra Gorim Mamun Kamamun Dami, something causing monetary implications. Indirect monetary implications is considered monetary matter. So what's the gather of this din? The Pashtus, we learn that if your cause, one causes damage through his mice to a certain person, he has to pay him the loss. He's causing a loss. He's causing a grum. The man did die in the end of the Dima de Garme, those who say that we held somebody liable for causing monetary loss. So if it's Garem Lamaman, he's Garem Hezek, so he has to pay. It's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that if a person has a schus in an object, he's considered like the Bailim. If a person has a schus in the object, he's considered that he's like the Bailim. And therefore, if he has chisar and kiss, if the object is destroyed, he's like the bailam of the object, and memela, the mazik is chayav to pay midin bailam, and midin grama. Because he's bailam on the chayfetz, and he was mazik lo biyadayim. The very fact that he's going to lose when the object is destroyed, that makes him like the Bailam. So that's why you have to pay if it's a Garim Lamaman. If it's causing him monetary loss, it makes him like the Bailam. So maybe you have to pay him Mitzad Mazik LaBailam, not Mitzad Din Kurama. We can prove this from a Tosis later on. It says there, according to the Meir, Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, Shim Gonav Babakam. Shim Gonav Shoranisko. He stole a Shoranisko and he shechted it. He has to pay Dalar Vehei. And Rabbi said, they were talking about a case where he gave the shoal to a Shaymer. Vehizik Beves HaShaymer. Vehuad Beves HaShaymer. Vehnigmar Dila Skinna Beves HaShaymer. Vesvira Lekeri. Vekomokam Yochel Hashem Lachdir Lebailov. Svira Lekrib Shim. Vedabra Gomam Momokam Momandami. Never the God of Israel to pay Tashlami Dalar Vehei. In other words, this animal was given to a Shemir and the damage, and it killed somebody. And now it's Chayv Skila. Nigmar Dino is Skila. And now somebody goes ahead and he steals this shore. Now this shore is Chayiv Skila. And somebody goes ahead and he steals the shore that's Chayiv Skila. So what's the din? The din is that he has to pay Dalet V'hei to the Shomer. Why does he have to pay Dalet V'hei to the Shomer? The Gemara explains that the Shomer is allowed to give it back to the Bailam. Since the Shomer can give it back to the Bailam, so he's causing the Shomer damage. And now the Shomer can't give it back to the Bailam. So that's Goyim Lamamin. Kol HaGoyim Lamamin K'mamin Dami. Amar Rav HaChomai Askinan K'von Shemasu L'Shomer. Hizik beveis Hashemir, Huad beveis Hashemir, Benigmar Dina beveis Hashemir, and then the Ganav steals it. So in such a case, we hold like Rabbi Yaakov that Af Misha Nigmar Dina of Zer Mashemir LeBailam Buchser, even though there's a Gemara Dina of Skila, he can still give it back and say, Reishal Chalafanecha, you gave me, I'm sure, when you're giving you back a shore. We hold like Rav Shimon, Goran Lamamukum Mamandami, and Mamela, this is causing him monetary loss now. That's why he has to pay the shomer. The ganav has to pay the shomer. So Frek Tosfos, why do we have to? Why does Rava have to say that Rav Meir holds like Rav Shimon? Could have said that Rav Meir's l'shitasa the don dina de garme. So if he causes indirect loss for monetary damage, then he's also going to be mechayev lebe davar garm l'mamon. Tosfos answers v'yesh lo v'yesh mefarshim the lahachi kamer the sever like Rav Shimon. Shun Rav Shimon kamer behedi the chayev avar v'chamisha v'davar garm l'mamon. Aval mimayi the mechayev Rav Meir b'dina de garme. It's because Rav Shimon says lahedya that if it's davar garam lamamun, you're chayiv 4 and 5. But Rav Meir says you're chayiv dina begarmei, which can't prove he's chayiv 4 and 5. Biul divreim. The davar garam lamamun is not a din b'chiyuv tashlum in bilvad, and since he caused a nezek through his ma'isim, he has to pay. That'd be the case, even though the ganav was chayiv to pay the shomer, the money for the shor, because he caused him hefsid mamon, but we can be mechayiv the ganav kefil was a shlomi avraham chamisha, because these tashlumin are chayiv only b'dinei ganeva, only when he stole it from the baila. But the chiyuv of the ganav to the shomer is midin mazik, and not midin ganav, and therefore he's pater mikefil v'tashlumi tashlumi dalad v'hei. If it was just a din chiyuv tashlumin, then the ganav would only have to pay the shomer with dmei ashur. Based on what we explained, shitas Rav Shimon, but davar garam lamamon is not like that. You're not paying, it's not stam tashlumin that you caused him monetary loss, but rather he's like the bailim. So it emerges that the ganav is chayiv kamo b'shardin egneva, because he's like stole from the bailim. That's why he has to pay the shomer at the shlomi kefil v'dalad v'hei. That's Tosfos teretz. It's not enough to say that it's dina d'garmei. If it's dina d'garmei, so it's causing him loss. So he only has to pay for the actual shor. Why is he paying kefil and dalad v'hei? The answer is because mitzad davar garam l'mamon k'mamon dami. Pshat is that if it's garam l'mamon, if a person has monetary responsibility, then he's like the bailam. If he's like the bailam, so he stole from the bailam, you have to pay dalad v'hei. That's one raya that davra garm l'mamon k'mamon dami is like the person's ba'bailim. When he's responsible for something, therefore when you cause him damage, he's going to have to pay. The reason you have to pay him is because he's like the bailim. And that's why there's a tashlum dalad v'hei. From Rabbi Shaila later on, Ani Chesem Ralef, Hare Alai Ola, V'Hifri Shor, Uba Achev V'Ganav, Mi Pater Ganav Navshe V'Kevis L'Davon, V'Oela Se'oif L'Dav L'Ozer Ben Azariah. V'Oz Deboi Ha'Ad Pasha, let's say somebody said that he's going to bring an oil and he's Mafresh Shor, and then somebody stole it, can he replace it with a Kevis, or with an Oela Se'oif? So then after he asked the Shaila, he answered it, Ganav Patratzma V'Kevis Barbanim V'Lo Sofer V'Lo Zeben Azariah. So you can bring the less expensive animals. But the L'Chayra, it's hard to understand Rabbi's Shaila. Since the Chiyuv Mazik is to be Mishalim for the Achrayus, Arei Pshita, Chiyuv Achrayus, is going to be worth more than the price of the animal that he has to bring for the Chiyuv Achrayus. So since the Bailim, when they say, I'm going to bring an Ola, can pater themselves either with a Keves or an Ola Sa'ov, which are less expensive, so what's the Havamin of Bechlau that the Ganav should be chayav for more? Based on what we explained, it's very good. Because since the Chiyuv of Dover Goron Lamoman isn't mitam Goromas Nezikin, but rather, Nechshav Adam Shekolim Lehai Chofetz Lamoman, Kamo Bailim Shelach Hefetz, so it's as if you harm the Bailim. So when he was Mafresh Shol, they called Bonoi, so he's Bailim on the shore. So it emerges that his shore was stolen from him. And therefore there's a Havamina, they didn't have to pay the Dmei Ashur. Because this is like his shore, he's like the Bailim, since it's Garim Lamom, and he's like the Bailim. And therefore you have to, he stole his shore. He has to repay Ashur. It's the Havamina. So it emerges that the mandam or devar agorim the moment can mamandami. The explanation is that if a person has schus in an object, in a specific object, he has it in bailim, and it's like it's his. If a person has a schus, kol sheyesh la'adam eiz a schus b'chefetz, it's like he's the bailim on it. And we find this thing in Zchuyos Acheros, Ritva and Kiddushin, and Daf Nun Ches, Omud Beis, Vadiv Ramaz Chalemek Etanai, Inami Delman Dar Matoy Vesana Momen, Chashivu Kilu Kula Shaloi Vegamre, Mishimu Toy Vesana, Dislei Vegavei. If you hold Toy Vesana as Momen, that a person can get a certain benefit from something, so that's considered that it's his money. So that makes him the Bailim. So you see that having a Tovus Hana makes you Bailim, and you see that Garim Lamamin makes you Bailim. We already explained B'das Rashi Shafilu achar shehivi korbanu la'azola v'nifta mechir b'achrayas l'das Reb Shimon. But he still has a chir l'skaper boy. Right? He brings it to the azara. So he's yotze chir b'achrayas for that krava, but he still needs to have a kapola. And even if the korban is not coming for a sin, he still has the schus to be a mark of his korban, like Rashi writes in Gittin and Gimel. Kosher b'einav shel hikriv korbanoi. When someone brings in a dava, so it's difficult when somebody's mefagalit because he wanted to bring this gift. So when after he brings the azari, he has this chus to be makrivit. The coin had no right to be mefagalit. So it would appear that this chus to be makrivit's karban is no less than tovus hanah. Since we already explained the mandar of the Aramonical moment on me, this chus that a person has in an object makes him as if he's the Bailim. So here, where the Baal, a carbon, has a chus to be mak of his carbon, he's considered the Bailim, even if he's not Ma'am Shchayv Bachar Yusai. Because he has the right to be makrivit. The very fact that he has a chus in it makes him like the Bailim. So here he's a schus in this carbon. It's like he's the Bailim. Even if he's not Chayv Bachra Yusai. So now we can understand the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech explained the Mishnah in Gittin, that a coin that was Mefagel in the Mikdash has to pay. And the reason is, says the Mishnah Lamelech, it's Mishum Dovah HaGorim L'mamoin. And we ask from Rashi and Gittin, how can you say that you're paying because it's Dovah HaGorim L'mamoin? Rashi says we're talking a bit about an Adabah where he's not Chayv Bachrayis. So when is it Gar Elmo? When he's Chayv Bachrayis. But in the Dov, he's not Chayv Bachrayis. So it's not a Gar Dover Gar Elmo moment. And we also ask from Rashi that he's Pater from Achrayis when it comes into the Azara. So it's not a Dover Gar Elmo moment because it was in the Azara. So now, why is Pigel a problem? He already went into the Azara. He's off. He's no longer Achrayis. So how can you say it's Alt Dover Gar Elmo moment? But now, it's not Shver. Why is he not Shver? Because we explain that the din of Gadavra Gorim Lamaman is Shaykh whenever he has a schus in the carbon. And therefore, even by Nadava, that already was brought to the Azara, so Sophie is a schus to be Makrivit, like we said. And therefore, it's considered, since he's a schus to be Makriv, it's considered that he's like the Bailim. And since he's like the Bailim, so the Kohen have to pay the Tmei carbon to the Bailim. Mishim Davra Gorim Lamaman Kamaman Dami. So they're not paying him because he's losing money. He was Chayv Bachrayis because he's no longer Chayv Bachrayis. But they're paying him out Stavra Gorim Lamamin because he's the Bailim. They're paying him out Bailim. Because the fact that he has a right to bring this carbon, that makes him like the Bailim. So they're causing harm to the Bailim. And for that, they have to pay. That's considered Garim Lamamin. Because we said Garim Lamamin means that when a person has a schus in an object, it's as if he's the Bailim. Even if he's not Mamash Chayv Bachrayusa. You'd say, no, he's not Chayv Bachrayis anymore, so he's not the Bailim. No. The fact that he still has a right to bring this carbon makes him like he's still the Bailim. Even though he's not Chayv Bachrayis Mamish, but he's still the Bailim. Therefore, the person who coined his Mefagel has to pay. Because if this he sold, that if you have a schus in an object, it's kishalo, he's like the Bailim. And that's why there was a havmi in the Gemara, that if someone was mafresh ashore for an oily, you have to mamish pay him ashore. Because it's like he's the Bailim. You know, it's achrayus, he only has achrayus to bring, he can even bring a keves or another self. But that's Bailim. You have to pay him what he lost. As we saw in Tosfos, Altsdina de Garmei, you only have to pay the Karen. When do you have to pay Kefil and Dalid Behei? Because of Dover Garim Lamaman. I said, Rabbi had to say that Rav Meir helps like Rav Shimon. Rav Meir says, "Im gano shor niskal," from the house of the shomer, so he has to pay the shomer kefil and dalad v'hei. Why? Because the shomer is like the bailim. Ants the chiyav achrayus. He only owes the owner the karen. But it's bailim, you have to pay him dalad v'hei. Because this Davar Garim Lamamin makes him like the Bailim. So here also, the very fact that he's a schus to be mak of this carbon, that makes him like the Bailim, and you have to pay him for being a fag of the carbon. The Kohen has to pay for being a fag of the carbon. Even if he's not Mamish Chayv Bachrayusa. So, these are some thoughts, and this is a fascinating sugya. So just one more nakuda that we can ask on this yisod, that if it's true that it's kishaloya yadin davar garam mamon, so if he steals a chayfetz from the house of a shomer, he should have to pay the shomer, the kefil to the shomer, since this pikadon is garam mamon, because he could have given it back to the bialim and been become pater. Now it was stolen from him, so it's garam mamon. Now he's going to have to pay the bialim, so it's kishalo. Let the ganav pay him kefil. It's not true, because we learned at the beginning of a mafkid, famously, that if it's stolen, and the shomer was mishalim, and he doesn't swear, so the ganav has to pay the kefil to the shomer. The Gemara discusses why, and the conclusion is, because like he said, it's like, he was making him his para if he pays. The question is, why do we have to come on to that? Should we have to pay him the shomer, the kefil? Because of Dovra Garam Lamamun. If the word is that you're responsible, it's a Dovra Garam Lamamun, then you're like the Bailam. So then you should be getting the kefil even without this word of Kilahave Kaimelok Shagana Vitirtsavit Shalmani Ari Parasik Nilacha. The answer is that it's not a kasha, because the Achron already proves, or Semech Luchos Kseila Perak Aleph Luchigit Zayin, Achiezer Chelik Gimel Simet Samech Beis Chulis Chevel Yankiv Chelik Beis Simin Beis Osof Osches. That Rav Shimon only said Dever Garm Kamaman is Kishaloi when he's the complete Bailam, and when there's no complete Bailam on the Chayfetz, like by Hekdesh, then you could say he's like the Bailam. Is carbon chayav achrus? There's no bialim. The Rav Shimon holds that the baal of carbon is like the bialim, since this behemah is garam mamam. So he's like the bialim. But where there's already bialim gemurim, like by shomer pikadon, there is a bialim. The baal of pikadon is the bialim. The Rav Shimon doesn't hold that the shomer could be considered bialim mishum garam mamam. Therefore, the Gemara has to come on to the vort that it is if he said that if you pay, then nahare parasi knu yelecha. So Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet to see Yisaidus Niflaim in the Inyan of Garam Lamaman and Hekdesh. Very excited that we were able to learn this together. And obviously this is a extremely, extremely broad sugya. I am so blessed that I have the Otzer HaChachma computer program. And I did a search, Garim Lamamin. Like, how many times is it mentioned in the 100,000 plus farm that the computer has on it? And 28,000 mentions. Not just 28,000 mentions, but 28,403 mentions of Garim Lamamin. And that doesn't include all the times that it says in Amrashi Tevis. This is just when it's written out. A lot of times they write in Amrashi Tevis. So that is a extremely broad topic in Rishonim and Achronim, Mamish Gevaldik. So I hope that Rizaycha, we have Hashem to dive into this more in the future and see continuing the flows of Taras Hashem. Also, we learned some Torah from Rudiman, which is a big simcha and a big schus. Still learn from such a Gaon Olam. And we should be Zaycha, Lomodu Lamed, Lishma Blas, Lakaimus Kol Divrei. Salma Tarasa Vyahava. And thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friend.